We have Barb Baldridge with the USA Pickleball. She's a USA Pickleball ambassador, first off. Good morning, Barb. How are you?
Good morning, Tanner.
It's great to have you in. As an ambassador for the sport, right?
Yes.
It's quite the title.
Yes.
Is it proper for us to bow?
Yeah.
For what's the protocol?
If you're going to pick up a pickleball.
Okay.
I'm an ambassador for the Great Plains region.
Excellent.
It is my job to share the passion that is pickleball, and April is National Pickleball Month. And I recently back from an extended vacation to the home of pickleball in Surprise, Arizona. And I can tell you that they have nothing on North Platte, Nebraska.
Good.
And have found that we have the problem all over the nation that all we need is more pickleball courts.
Very
because
good.
We're growing.
Yeah. When did this start in North Platte? I mean, I feel like it's only been a couple years. It's probably been maybe even longer than that. But, I mean, since it really started growing, it's just boomed in North Platte.
It actually started in 2015 with Ed Barron and Connie Schaefer bringing it to the rec center. Had no idea they had pickleball. In, my goodness, it was June 2nd of 2018. I was at a graduation, and they took me and introduced me to pickleball. And I played with three 75-year-old men. And they looked at me like I was going to slow them down, and I did. instantly fell in love with the game and came back to North Platte and found it was at the rec center. And we had about 12 players, and I was instantly hooked and became an ambassador and met with the old mayor, Livingston, and old administrator, and told them our passion, and they said, get to work. We built the four courts at Memorial Park with about $55,000 and the help of the community and raising funds. And we're off and running. By 2021, we had our ribbon cutting. And the courts have been used so much, we need to resurface already.
Wow, really? Man, you brought a couple guests in, a couple youngsters, I assume some players.
They are ringers, actually. Tim Blakely has been my partner for the last couple of years, and we will be teaming up for our upcoming, was the Nebraska Land Day Cowboy Tournament. Now we have wonderful new sponsors with PFA, Professional Financial Advisors, with Mark Workmeister and Mark Mayfield, and it will be called the PFA Pickleball Roundup.
Oh, very good.
Right. Coming up June 8th will be our kickoff, June 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. At Memorial Park, we have the largest pickleball event in the state of Nebraska.
Fantastic.
With the 4 days, and we offer multi-generational and juniors. And to kick off the event, we will have a little paddle battle with the first responders that will team up with one of the juniors. And actually, we're going to get Mark Workmeister and Mark Mayfield on the court.
As you should. Absolutely.
Yes. We'll see if we can't tear a muscle or something with them. But actually, Tim, I was going by the park the other day, and they happened to be off for school, and there were three young fellows over there playing. And I can tell you, after playing 2.5 hours at the rec center, I played 5 games with Tim and two other 12 to 14-year-olds. And we battled it out. High-level competition with these fine young men. And then we have Sutton Tickle, who teams up with Coach Wood, if you know Kevin Wood.
I do.
And we have high-level competition, and they've been at this for a couple of years.
I knew he was pretty hardcore into it.
He is. I think he actually taught these two and a few others, and they can attest to the exhibition is great fun, and we'll be sharing lots of that in the upcoming weeks.
Very good. Well,
what do you gentlemen like about playing pickleball?
I think it gets everybody active, and I think it can be really competitive, especially it does not matter the age. Like one time I was playing with some older men, and they whooped me.
Yeah. Got to watch out for those old guys.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it. It's a good crossover. Any age can pretty much play, right?
Yeah, it's definitely fun to play with, like, all different types of ages. Like, Barb, she's, like, amazing. She can pretty much do everything. And then you have, like, kids who play, and that makes it a lot more fun, especially when you have, like, friends with it.
Absolutely. Tim Blakely, Sutton Tickle, Barb Baldridge here. It is pickleball month, too, right?
It is. And actually, we were just informed that we will probably be getting into the upcoming Olympics. It will become an Olympic sport.
Oh, yeah.
It's being taught in the schools. We have gone in the area and put on clinics in schools.
All right, guys, get college. Ready to go to regionals and nationals.
They can become pros. And we have started with the junior program. It's new this year. We actually have a new board that is taking over the administrative duties for me. And so we can really focus on junior development.
Cool.
We have a junior clinic being offered each Wednesday out to the DNN Event Center from 4 to 5:30. You don't have to come each week. You can come any week. So if you would like to get your kiddo signed up, it's ages 10 to 14. Just give me a call, and we'll get you out on the court.
So, guys, what would you compare the sport to for those that have never even heard about it, never seen it? What does it look like, and what does it feel like?
It's definitely a combination of, like, tennis and ping pong. It's a very, like, you have to, I don't really know how to explain it. It's very fun. It's like tennis with the net and stuff, but then, like, the paddles and the ball is more like ping pong.
I think I was at the Memorial Park Easter weekend, and I think I saw, I'd never really seen it, to be honest with you. And I was watching a couple play. You play pretty close at the net. Maybe this is just how this one was. Is that how it usually is, Sutton?
Yes, it is. You want to stay up by the kitchen line.
Okay.
The what line?
The kitchen line. So
kitchen
there's
line. Okay.
There's an area where you kind of can go and so kind of can't. If you're going for a spike, you can't be in it. But if it bounces, then you can step into the kitchen and hit it.
Very
so
good.
It keeps people that are 6'5" from just slamming the ball. So you have...
Hey, for us short people, thank you for looking at finally a sport where I don't have a disadvantage here.
No, actually, it is a combination of... pickleball is tennis, ping pong, badminton, all combined into one. Played with a graphite or plastic paddle with a wiffle ball, and it's the most fun.
How big is the paddle, the surface area?
The surface area, the sweet spot, it's about 8 by 11.
A little bigger
than
that.
The sweet spot is about 6 inches, though.
A little bigger than a ping pong paddle, but...
Okay. If we can get you on the court, Rick, we'll get you a bigger paddle with a bigger sweet spot.
It looks like just a little bit bigger ping pong. It's like a ping pong / tennis racket kind of mixed together size-wise, maybe right in the middle of those two.
Right.
But shaped more like a ping pong paddle for sure. So.
And now you can get equipment all over North Platte. I saw a little set was even at the new hardware store over on the north side.
Very good.
But we have at the sports shop. Tim O'Connor helps us with a lot of supplies. You can get supplies there, or Whitetail Screen Print has a great selection. But you don't have to look very far. We are at the Rec Center Monday, Wednesday, Fridays from 9 to noon. And it's so popular that now they let us have Tuesdays and Thursdays from 12 to 3.
That's good.
We play at the Salvation Army. We play at the DNN Event Center. And it's become so popular that a group of local ladies have put together a court on a church basement.
Oh, wow.
So they can, you know, there's so many people at the rec center that you're waiting constantly. So
that's for the rec center. That's a good problem to have.
It is. It is great.
That shows that, you know, they're needed.
And we appreciate them working with us and getting us more hours. And they are actually going to keep that offering open through the summer to help alleviate some of the traffic that is at Memorial Park.
Very good. Barb Baldridge here, Sutton Tickle, and Tim Blakely for pickleball. Anything else you want to touch on this morning, Barb or gentlemen?
Well, actually, we do have a Facebook page, North Platte Pickleball Members Only, a website, And we're gearing up to North Platte Giving Day.
Yeah, it's next month.
Looking to raise additional funds. We are trying to build a multi-sport facility at Cody Park with efforts combined with the local tennis. We have raised over $210,000.
Holy moly.
And I hope to accomplish our goal on North Platte Giving Day with some matching funds that are already out there. And we are the Community Highlight Project with Mid-Nebraska Community Foundation. We need more courts. We want to help the city and the community provide that wonderful facility for North Platte. And don't have to look very far to find pickleball.
Was Tanner here when you were mentioning the lady you were talking about that has developed the rollout court?
Mm-hmm. Actually, there's a new court surface that is called Pickle Roll. It's become so popular and hard to find places to play. They have a portable court.
Roll
it
out.
They just roll it out, and they're playing major tournaments on this surface. It's new and improved. And
so you're saying we can just section off the road here and just roll out.
Right here.
Coming
right,
we can right actually, here.
We can have exhibitions right
there
here.
There you go.
Coming but to parking lots near you.
Yeah, right.
Yes, our goal is to get people out on June 8th. It's a Thursday morning for our exhibition and our kickoff with the juniors and the multi-generation. Come out and see what pickleball is all about. We've gone to all the area communities, and now Imperial, they're building courts. McCook has built courts. Sutherland has taped off some courts. Callaway, Holdridge.
Very good.
Growing the sport in our community.
June 8th.
That's
a Thursday.
We hope to have you there. Would love to have Tanner come out and do the little play by play.
Have the KODY team.
There you go. There you go. I see what you're doing here. Well, very good. Looking forward to it June 8th. Mark it down in your calendars. Watch out for Giving Day. It's coming May 3rd. The Pickleball Association here, and Barb Aldridge, Tim Blakely, Sutton Tickle. Thanks for coming in, talking about pickleball. Looks like it's been a booming sport, probably going to keep growing that way. Good luck, gentlemen. Get some wins over the next couple weeks. This is just in your free time you're playing this probably mostly?
Yeah, mostly in the free time.
Yeah. And you guys are busy guys. I know that. So good for you guys. Get outside and enjoy. Well, thanks so much, Barbara, as well, for coming in. Appreciate all your work here on this association. So
thank you so much.